Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
I've got Alicia Sometimes with me and Nicole Hayes from the Outer Sanctum. So it's great to be co-hosting with you tonight.
Oh,
we actually thought we were the only pack of six girls that would be sitting around every week talking about footy, and then we found you and we thought, how did that happen?
Yeah, so, it's in the air though, isn't it, that a lot of different voices are being heard, and we love listening to you guys.
Oh, we love listening to you as well, so it's good. It's good that we're not competitive, that we support each other.
Yeah,
plenty of room.
So you've had a big year as a podcast group.
You could say that.
Yeah. You were made famous from exposing the old Eddie McGuire on his not-so-nice comments about Carolyn Wilson.
Yeah, that wasn't really the strategy, but that's what ended up happening. We just did our show like we normally do, but we've only been going this year, so it sort of went from... We had some good listeners and fairly steady support, but then it went all a bit crazy after we did that show, the infamous episode 14.
Now, tell us about that week. What was it like?
It was just crazy. Obviously, Eddie McGuire and company made those remarks, and we heard about it. We looked into it. We realised he said it. We were just saying it was absolutely unacceptable for that language that he was using, because it has obviously such a knock-on effect. Mm. We just talked about it the way we did, and then
Erin Riley wrote her amazing blog, which everyone, I encourage everyone to get out there and read. And social media, you guys, I mean, Footy Gospel, all these podcasters just got behind it and said, you know, not cool, and it went off from there. So yeah.
So you went into it. I mean, really, that brought you into a national spotlight, and probably put you in quite a controversial position with some people as well. So it must have been such a bizarre experience to go from just talking, doing what you do, and then suddenly everyone knows who the Outer Sanctum is. And
it was really bizarre and really great, and hearing voices obviously like yourself, and a lot of support. And because we're six women, and it may be the same with you, it wasn't that we got this mass criticism, we got way more support.
Yeah,
and
sure.
For people like Erin Riley, just a single journalist, getting heaps on, we were
but
quite
she stood
lucky.
Up to that. I was
she
so
did.
Impressed with
She's
her.
Amazing.
She did so much media and just was prepared to just continue that conversation, because she had bigger plans. And, you know, I think we all care more about the bigger picture, and that's why we're just going to keep doing what we do, and hopefully the conversation continues.
Diversity in football.
And look where we are. Hello. Things are changing.
I know. It's funny where life lands you sometimes, isn't it? And so you both wrote a book together, From the Outer, and I know actually we had you on the show, Nicole, just before...
When it all went crazy.
Went crazy, so you just kind of casually said, oh, do you hear what Eddie said? And we went, no, I didn't hear what Eddie said. And then suddenly it all became a thing. But you also wrote a book called From the Outer, so tell us a little bit about your...
That's right. Well, we edited a book called From the Outer. We've both got different pieces in there, but we just wanted to have diversity in the football arena. We were hearing from the same voices over and over again. And so we gathered a collection of wonderful people who were talking about different things. Jason Twiza McShane, who's here today, told his story to Jackie Tomlin. It's in the book.
Yeah, we were talking to him later tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's amazing. Miriam Sved, and we used the Stan Grant piece, of course. But Chelsea Roffey, the first female umpire to officiate a grand final, she wrote this funny introduction to the... I mean, it was the first piece as the entree to the book. It was just an incredible lot. We realised everyone loves footy in some form, and we wanted a diverse... group of people writing.
So it was all about making sure that people who don't normally get asked about footy, so there are a lot of writers like Tony Birch and Christos Tsolkas who, you know, have written widely about all kinds of things and come from, you know, very interesting backgrounds, but aren't generally asked to talk about footy, so they had really leapt on the opportunity. We were amazed at the quality of writers and thinkers who came and participated, but yeah, it was all about all these voices that just aren't being heard.
Yeah, look, it was a great book. I really enjoyed reading all the stories, and
thank you,
and love what your philosophy is, which is finding people from outside that are perhaps sometimes been excluded from the football community and letting their stories be heard. So who are some of the interesting people you've talked to on your
Gosh, we've had... our very first guest was Sam Lane, because she's had to break a whole lot of glass ceilings, and she's been really amazing in just kind of fighting the good fight as well. We've had Jason Ball, who I believe you're going to...
He's here in the room.
Shelley Ware, who's also coming, yeah. And obviously, following that whole crazy, we ended up with a really amazing extended conversation with Caroline Wilson, which was a highlight. I mean, she was just so generous and incredibly forthcoming.
We had her house.
It was very special.
I know, how amazing. I mean, she seemed so generous with her time and as you said, over for dinner.
Mm.
I mean, what a privilege.
No, pastries.
Breakfast. Yeah.
Peaches.
Yeah.
No. Pastries.
Yeah.
Starch and sugar.
And a whole lot of butter.
Yeah, but she was lovely. And, you know, I mean, that whole book brought about The Outer Sanctum, actually. That's where we came from. We're our first collaboration. So, you know, we have gone back to some of those people who've told their stories and got them to tell them on radio as well, like Tony Birch and... you know, his amazing story about Fitzroy and losing your club, what it's like to lose your team.
I know, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking. It's one of my favourites.
Yeah, he had an amazing story. So, you certainly, I saw that you spoke to Josh Gibson.
We did. I know.
Because, he's a little...
So jealous.
We should have invited you. We might him at a charity.
Make sure I have a special guest on the next podcast.
Yes, absolutely. he was so kind and forthcoming.
We won him in an auction. Let's let in a raffle.
Okay, well, thank you so much, ladies, for co-hosting this part of the show with me. It's always a pleasure to have you, and good luck with everything you're doing with The Outer Sanctum.
Oh, good luck with Joy. It's just amazing what you do.
Thank you.
Love your show.
Yeah, love your show as well.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.